Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thanks for joining in, and God bless you, folks. End Time World News covers end times, world events, current news from around the world, local and international news. We cover everything for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So here you go, folks. I want to just, this is going to be a short podcast. Again, God bless you and thanks for tuning in. But I want to just remind everybody out there, I know most people have forgotten this, but the World Health Organization, the WHO, along with the WEF, the World Economic Forum, them two are working in hand-in-hand, hand-in-foot, lockstep and glove. The WHO, here late May, I believe it's the 24th of May, wants to pass a resolution. I brought this up before in a prior podcast about, I think, two or three podcasts ago. I'm sounding the alarm again as we get towards May 24th, that deadline. They want to pass a resolution globally for every nation. Should there be a pandemic, they would the WHO would control, I repeat, folks, they would control everything, everybody, and every country. If each country signs on to this stupid pandemic treaty, which Joe Biden has already said he'll do that, they'll sign on to the pandemic treaty. And once they sign on to the pandemic treaty, what will happen is that in a pandemic, obviously, or what the WHO declares is a global pandemic, they'll come into a country and they'll control you. They'll control the resources. They'll control the food, the resources, the healthcare, anything and everything, where you live, where you go, if you go to work or not. They will control everything. You think it's a joke, folks? This is no joke. We have to be very, very, very serious about this. And so on that note, folks, on that note, we need to be very, very serious about everything, folks. And we also have to understand what the agenda is. Okay. You got to understand what the heck the agenda is, folks. And the agenda is for world control and domination. It's depopulation. Again, I've been saying this for years now, over and over, for years, and almost, I've done probably over, well over 200, probably 300 plus podcasts here so far, and just the past year or so. I've done tons and tons of podcasts, folks, and I know that sounds crazy to most folks out there listening to this podcast, but you have to understand the WHO, they are a globalist controlled group. Same with the WEF through Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. So both of these groups, and the Bilderberg Group, and on and on and on, they are elitist controlled groups, and the elite do not care if you and I are alive. They prefer we're all dead. The elite being Klaus Schwab, the Bilderberg Group. That goes to Bill Gates, Fauci, all of that. Obama, Biden's part of that, but Biden doesn't know what the hell he is, actually, because Joe Biden is senile. So we have to understand, folks, and we have to take this seriously. The Queen of England used to be Queen, now it's King Charles. I mean, on and on and on. These are elitists. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, they're all part of the game. They're all part of the game that goes on constantly. So we have to understand, folks, we have to acknowledge, we have to understand, and from that, we have to be on the lookout and just be prepared. We have to be prepared. We have to write our local congressmen and congresswomen and tell them not to accept this treaty that the WHO is wanting to pass. We have to. If we don't, it's our rear ends, it's our butts, folks. Because this truly, and I know for all of my Christian friends out there and believers in Jesus Christ,
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know you're probably saying, but yes, Eric, let this happen. Christ will come sooner. Well, this could or could not be true. Jesus Christ is going to come regardless, and God knows when the timing is, God and God only. I've been into many debates and people preaching false doctrine, thinking Jesus is going to come tomorrow at 1 o'clock and blah, 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 and this and that, or on Tuesday at 12 or something, or Tuesday at 2, and nobody knows when Jesus Christ is going to come. Does there have to be events? Yes, there does. Will there be hell on earth? Yes, there is. But my understanding, at least in the book of Revelation, folks, and I've gone over it quite a few times, but my understanding is that it's going to be truly hell on earth. The sun had darkened and turned the sackcloth and turned to like sackcloth, and the moon will be turned to blood. And these are the events. These are the things that's supposed to happen biblically before the end time comes. And so we have a long way to go. People think, oh my gosh, Eric, oh my gosh, we just had an eclipse. The world is going to come. No, no, no. I keep telling people, and I pray for people because of lack of understanding. It's not that I understand everything, folks. There's a lot of things I don't understand, but I do understand basics. I do know how to read, obviously. I do understand basics. And the Word of God is the Word of God. There is no deviation. There is no exception. It's black and white. It's the Word of God. And if God says something, is talking and saying something, just like Jesus Christ in the Bible, he's saying something. We need to, excuse my language again, we need to shut up and start listening. Start listening to God. I've been guilty. I'll be the first one to raise my right hand and say, I've been very guilty of that. But we have to focus. And right now is the time we have to focus. And passing this World Health Organization worldwide treaty, and they want to get every country on board. Heck no. Heck no, folks. We cannot pass that. We cannot pass this treaty. We pass this treaty, we are as good as dead in this country. They can make it mandatory, and the governments make it mandatory for everybody to take shots, and that's how they'll bump up the numbers, and they'll kill everybody. Everybody that took the fake vaccine, everybody that took the COVID shot, I've been praying and praying. Members of my own family up north in Michigan, folks, have taken the shot, you know, four times, you know, so two shots plus two boosters are still getting COVID all the time, like clockwork every 3 to 6 months, still being sick regardless if it's hot or cold or whatever. Still having COVID, still being sick. And you know what the mentality is I get from up north, unfortunately? They'll sit there and they'll tell me, they'll say, geez, I'm sorry. I'm a little sick. Thank God it wasn't as bad this time. I keep hearing this nonsense, this crazy way of thinking. Oh, well, this time it wasn't bad. Instead of being sick 3 weeks, I'm sick for 2 weeks and 6 days rather than 3 whole weeks, you know? So it's the mentality people don't understand. So we really have to, again, keep our eyes open, read the Bible, pray and pray and pray that Joe Biden and Congress does not let Joe Biden pass this World Health Organization, this World Health Treaty, so whereby the World Health Organization has control of our country as far as medically speaking on each and every pandemic. Because there's a pandemic, folks. I'm going to just tell you as I conclude. There's a pandemic coming. Bird flu is in. They have a couple things. Bird flu is one of them. And disease X is the other. But those two things are waiting in the wings. They're just going to push a button. As soon as we sign this, I guarantee within 60 or 90 days after, so right around May, then June, July, right around August, okay, just in time for election time, they'll come out with a pandemic. They'll come out with the pandemic lockdowns, the whole nine yards. We'll be back to square one, back to this and back to that again, folks. And that's where we have to understand this is all a game. This is all a game. It's always been a game. It always will be a game. The people in charge are demonic. We have to pray for these evil demons, and we cannot submit to Satan. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. This is redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you and your family. That's it for now. Until next time. Bye for now. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.